I'm just going to do a public service announcement for my friend. Derek is not moving.
I said that too. I was like, Derek's moving. Look, he's gone.
Yeah, and I was like, what? He didn't tell me. It's a friend of mine, and Kelly saw online that he was moving.
Yeah.
And I texted him, and I said, wait, you're moving? And he goes, no.
Oh.
And I was like, well, why'd you post that? And he goes, I didn't. I realized that I never added on Facebook for the short time that I lived in Pittsburgh. And I added that I moved there, but it shows up as an update on everyone's news feed.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now everyone is saying, oh, my God, you're moving? No, I'm not moving. So I thought maybe if you know Derek, he's not moving.
Okay.
Okay.
He did live in Pittsburgh at one point,
and he finally thought, oh, I guess I should put that on my Facebook page.
It's like when you update that you're married and or something like that.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It will pop up like, Kelly's married.
Yeah.
You're like, no crap.
Yeah, right.
No crap.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you added it later.
And, yes.
But then you also know the people who do not know you at all.
Right.
Who go, congrats.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been married for 12 years, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, well, this is kind of dark, but it's like when someone passes away and their Facebook page is still up and they don't change it to the memorial thing.
Mm.
And then it's their birthday and someone who doesn't know that because they just, they post, you know, happy birthday and it's so cringy to see, you know?
Yeah, I do see that a lot.
Oy, I just had, by the way, sort of on that topic, my former partner Kyle passed away. Almost 4 years ago.
Mm.
Wow. And I had lunch yesterday with a friend of mine back from when I was like in college in Boston, but his husband just died. And I was like, oh, I really need to, you know, connect with them because they're just, you know, you can empathize and so many people have, and I don't want to diminish that, but there are some parts of it that no one else can understand but someone who's been in that, you know, losing a partner. So we were catching up yesterday, and oh my God, I mean, it's heartbreaking. It was only a month ago.
Ugh.
And it was heartbreaking to hear the process and just making the decision because he was sick. It was something that came on really fast.
Mm. Oh, man.
And then he couldn't get help. And then they knew that it was terminal and they thought, well, maybe he'll have another year and a half. And then it was like, nope.
Gone.
And then, but they did have an opportunity to say goodbye. Which raised this question. It's like, if you could choose, you know, would you want the opportunity to say goodbye or would that be even more painful? You know, and none of us really get this choice. It's just one or the other.
Well,
you know?
I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, but it's...
My brain doesn't have that.
I know, that's
power
the thing.
Right
I can't
now.
Even fathom.
Because I found I found myself thinking, wow, because Kyle, he was gone, you know?
Yeah.
Would it have somehow been, easier it would have been different, but I don't know that it would have been any easier or harder.
No, it wouldn't have been.
You
no.
know? Except that I was lucky I didn't have regret or feel like things weren't at peace, you know, which is not always the case.
You just came off a great weekend, all that kind of thing, right?
Right. Like it wasn't like that, but... Yeah, So what's weird is I was talking to him and he was telling me about some of these things, like just the process. And then he went through this and then he had to do this. And I was like in talking to him about it, sort of reliving the stuff that happened after Kyle died.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you know what? You're going to forget all this stuff.
Yeah.
Because
like
you had,
I forgot that I had to do that. I forgot that I had to do that. So it's really hard right now. But it's not going to be with you forever.
Yeah.
Until someone, you know, brings it up and you go, oh, right, that happened.
Yeah.
Because right now you're just managing.
Right.
And is it mostly
you'll be okay.
Just now good memories?
Right.
Like, is it just mostly memories that are positive and nice?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
and the stuff that just the little building back your life in the days and weeks and months after, there are so many little pieces that you forget about because they heal. They're not wounds that stay open.
Yeah.
They're wounds that heal along the way. And sometimes you crack them open a little bit when you hear about someone else going through it, which is kind of what happened at lunch.
Right.
But it heals faster, you know? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does make sense.
But
I wonder if he's thinking like in 4 years he's going to be married with 3 kids.
Well, that's what he said. He was like, I know like 3 other people who have lost a partner, and all of them met like their next person within like 2 years.
Interesting.
And they were like fast. And I was like, oh, what are you doing, a study or something?
Why am I invited here, sir?
All right. But it's so true. I think because you go through that and you go through anything painful in life and it teaches you what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you survive it, you go, well, I'm not dealing with this crap again. Right. Like, or like this stuff that I used to deal with before. Well, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hang out tonight. I need to be alone.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, you don't think, well, I should go.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yes.
I'm starting to think back if I canceled on you guys.